Hi everyone, this is Mariana. Welcome to your Wow Wrap. In today's world, everything comes with a price tag, including things like a cup of coffee, a piece of land, or a gift for a loved one. But have you ever wondered about the cost of following Jesus? When we look back at the lives of those who have gone before us, like Mary, Joseph, Abram, and Moses, or modern-day figures like A.W. Tozer, Charles Spurgeon, or C.S. Lewis, we see that they were willing to follow God's plan for their lives, even when it meant paying a high price. This leads us to an important question. Are we willing to pay the price to follow Jesus? Our scriptures for today are from Galatians 2 verse 20 and 1 Peter 1 verse 3. Here is Larice and Jen.
My old self has been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. So I live in this earthly body by trusting in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me.
Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead.
So let us be determined this week to remember that God so loved the world and each one of us that he didn't shy away from paying the highest price ever for our salvation, his one and only beloved Son, Jesus, our Savior. May we examine our hearts today and ask our Father in heaven to give us the boldness, strength, conviction, and perseverance to endure challenges and potential social rejection or even persecution in order to share Jesus, our hope and way to eternal life, with the world around us. So let us seek comfort in God and his word and hold on to his promises, which are yes and amen in Jesus. They are everlasting, reliable, and true. Always choose faith over fear and focus our minds on God's love, guidance, and strength. Trust in God's sovereignty, knowing he controls every detail and the outcome of our lives. He will work all things for our good and his glory. And give thanks to our Lord in all circumstances. He is our rock, anchor of hope, secure foundation, defender, protector, and source of safety, the one we can always run to. So may we, together with David, today declare, as written in 1 Chronicles 29, verses 10 to 13, Praise be to you, Lord, the God of our father Israel, from everlasting to everlasting. Yours, Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the majesty and the splendor, for everything in heaven and earth is yours. Yours, Lord, is the kingdom. You are exalted as head over all. Wealth and honor come from you. You are the ruler of all things. In your hands are strength and power to exalt and give strength to all. Now, our God, we give you thanks and praise your glorious name. Once we understand the majesty, splendor, glory, holiness, power, and strength of our Lord, there is no doubt that we will offer our lives as a living sacrifice to him. Indeed, being willing to pay whatever the price is to proclaim the name of Jesus. Now, let us stand united as we pray together.
Our Heavenly Father, thank you for this beautiful day that you have given us. And thank you for all the tremendous blessings. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your grace. And thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your presence, your guidance, and your protection over us and over our loved ones. Thank you for your forgiveness, your healing, and most importantly, your eternal hope that you have promised us, Father. Thank you for everything you have done, everything you are doing, and everything you will do. And we praise you, we worship you, and we give you thanks with a grateful heart. In Jesus' mighty name.
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you once again because you have told us over and over again to fear not because you are with us. You have told us that you've not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. And you have promised even to take care of us, even in our old age, to sustain us, to rescue us, reminding us, Lord, that you made us and that you will carry us. And even in any stage of our life, any season that we are in, we pray that, Lord, we may not allow fear to in any way hinder us from serving you or from exercising the gifts that you've given us. May you strengthen us. May you remind us that you are a Father that we can trust and that we can lean on at any time when we fear. In Jesus' name I pray.
Lord Jesus, our Lord, you are the Amen. You are God's yes stamp on every promise that he made since creation until the last chapter of the book of Revelation. And even the last is, we say, yes, Lord Jesus, come quickly. Amen. And so this is what we say, Lord. We say amen on who you are, on what you are doing in our lives, and what you promise to us.
Father, we thank you for the immense price that you paid when you sent your only Son, your Son whom you loved so much, into this world. And Lord Jesus, we thank you for the price that you paid when you died on that cross, when you took our sins onto yourself. Lord, so we ask that you would work in us through your Holy Spirit, that you would move us and motivate us, Lord, with a vision that's greater than our immediate pleasure and security. Lord, and that you would enable each and every one of us to be willing to pay the cost of bringing Christ into the world as you're calling us to do. We ask this in Jesus' precious name.
Father, you are so worthy. You are so good. You are so holy. So we just lift your name on high and we thank you that everything we need is found in you. We thank you for the death and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you that he's sitting at the right hand of the Father interceding for us. You are all the power we need. You are all the love we need. You are everything we need. So we just give you the praise and the glory and the honor for being our awesome, holy, wonderful, beautiful, loving, merciful, gracious God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Keep safe, be blessed, and have the most wonderful week.